Justice Abraham Majur, who presided over the week-long trial, announced the verdict of the convicted killer, 42-year-old Sudanese trader Sabir Abdallah Absin, and his 48-year-old accomplice.
The first convict, Sabir Abdallah, is hereby sentenced to death by hanging. The second sentence is for Omar Mahmoud Omar to 5 years imprisonment for violating Section 140/A of South Sudan Penal Code Act of 2008.
At the start of the trial, the court had that Absin defiled, murdered and disposed of the body of the 5-year-old victim in a pit latrine in the Ayuang residential area of Awil town. Prosecutor presented evidence showing this is the third time Abdallah was accused of committing a sexual crime. He was accused of molesting 2 other girls in the past. Isaac Deng Aliyeth Bak, an advocate of the High Court who attended the trial, says Absin was convicted on several counts.
The first convict, Sabir, was convicted under 4 sections of the law. That is Section 206, Section 248 and Section 247 plus 48 of the Penal Code Act 2008 of South Sudan.
Monday's court ruling comes a week after a group of South Sudanese youth and child rights activists, journalists and lawyers started an initiative that advocates for modifying the death penalty for rapists in the country. Family members of the deceased told the South Sudan in Focus that justice had been served. John Deng John, an advocate and a director of the African Center for Legal Studies, says the ruling signifies a major step forward in ensuring that the families of victims of brutal crimes in South Sudan receive justice.
For us in prosecution counsel teams comprising of 12 advocates, we are satisfied of this judgment. The 2 convicted, they have a right to appeal within 15 days to the Court of Appeal, Greater Barkazal, based in Wau. And then if the 2 convicted fail to submit their appeal within 15 days, the case papers will be sent to the Supreme Court in Juba for the confirmation in accordance to Section 258 of the Code of Criminal Procedure Act. And then after the case reached to Juba, the President of the Supreme Court, and then who is also the Chief Justice of the Judiciary of South Sudan, will constitute a panel of 3 justices of Supreme Court to review this case, and then after that, after they review the case, they will confirm the judgment.
The victim's mother, 28-year-old Awek Nyot, calls her daughter's mother the worst nightmare a mother can experience.
What Sabir did to my family is something horrible. The reason that let me stay with Sabir together was that I don't have anywhere to stay. So my husband asked Sabir to allow us to stay because he was the one that was renting the house.
Yod says many people warned her about Absin, but she did not listen.
A young girl that was related to me came and Sabir called her inside and said that I want to date you. That little girl said no, and he grabbed her hand and pulled her inside. And that little girl was a Deng. That girl didn't tell me at the beginning until I went to my workplace. This is the first time I came to know about Sabi.
Awil town resident Maria Angelo Charles says the verdict of the death by hanging will serve as a deterrent to others.
The judgment was fair. The person was finally to be hanged to death. And then the other person who was his counterpart is also to be imprisoned for 5 years, which is going to set a good example for others who will be willing also to do the same thing.
Charles advised parents and authorities in Awil County to take reports of rape seriously. A third accused, 30-year-old Ahmed Hassan Adam, was acquitted of all charges last week. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Awil, Northern Bahar Al Ghazal State.